Laundry management. Textiles can provide a vector for cross-contamination of pathogens such as C. difficile, VRE, MRSA, Acinetobacter baumannii, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, and norovirus. Regulations emphasize that linens must be handled, stored, and processed in a way that prevents the spread of infection. This is especially important due to the degree of contact residents have with bed linens, including pillowcases, blankets, and sheets, and clothing. In addition, towels, employee uniforms, and other such surfaces may be present in a healthcare facility. Through a combination of soil removal, pathogen removal, and pathogen inactivation, contaminated laundry can be rendered hygienically clean or free of vegetative pathogens. The laundering process consists of the proper combination of water, heat, pH, oxidation, chemical sanitizers, and drying. The physical layout of the laundry and the design of the facility infrastructure also play a vital role in ensuring hygienically clean textiles. A handful of key terms may be useful to know in reference to laundry services. These terms are presented in Exhibit 6-5. Exhibit 6-5. Key laundry services terms. Overall laundry management best practices are the following. Laundry services that are accredited by healthcare laundry accreditation agencies, such as the Healthcare Laundry Accreditation Council, should be contracted with if possible. The IP or Environmental Services Manager should visit the laundry processing plant on a regular and routine basis. Policies and procedures should be developed in the healthcare facility to ensure that linen is clean and is stored and handled appropriately. Different facilities will have different approaches to laundry management. Here are some additional laundry-related best practices. Linen transport. Carts transporting clean linens and laundry should be moved to the designated storage area as quickly as possible. Cart covers should be inspected for any contamination with dirt or debris and removed or replaced as needed. Linen should always remain covered from delivery to the storage area and while being stored in the facility. Laundry transported to and from the facility should be separated based on whether it is clean or dirty. While the same cart or vehicle may be used for clean and soiled linen, there must be a physical separation. Linen storage. Access to linen storage should be restricted to authorized personnel. Clean linen should be stored in a separate location from soiled linen and other contaminants. Nothing should be stored in that space except for clean linen. Shelving units in the storage area should be 2 inches from the wall to allow for adequate cleaning. Shelving units should have a solid bottom, constructed from non-porous materials, example, stainless or coated steel. The bottom shelf should be 8 inches from the floor and the top shelf should be 18 inches below the ceiling. Storage carts and racks should remain covered to prevent contamination from dirt, dust, debris, and any other pathogens. Storage carts should be cleaned routinely. Linen distribution. HCP should perform HH prior to handling linens and after touching potentially contaminated surfaces. To avoid cross-contamination, HCP should never carry clean or dirty linens against their work uniform or unclothed arms. Soiled linen. Soiled linen should be handled as little as possible and with minimal agitation to prevent microbial contamination of the air as well as any HCP or other individuals in the adjacent area. All soiled linen should be handled as if contaminated and it should be bagged and put into laundry carts at the location where it is collected. Soiled linen should not be sorted in resident rooms, hallways, or other open access areas. Soiled linen should be placed in impervious bags, in designated carts, and then transported to a holding area either for on-site processing or scheduled pickup by the contracted laundry service. Facilities that provide hampers in resident rooms for soiled clothing must be emptied according to a designated schedule. Clothing should be bagged prior to removal from the room. All linen from isolation rooms should be treated the same as other soiled linen. This includes unused linen from isolation rooms, which must always be treated as soiled. Facility linen may become contaminated with lice or scabies from residents, especially during an outbreak. In these situations, linen and clothing from infected residents must be washed and dried at high temperatures. It is not necessary to treat fabrics with an insecticide. Processing all fabrics in commercial washers and dryers provides sufficient heat to kill these parasites. Routine linen management and practice audits should be part of any facility's IPC program. Laundry services. Healthcare laundry is either processed by a facility's own laundry service, on-premise laundry, off-site hospital-owned facility, or shared laundry service, or it is outsourced to a commercial, retail facility with customer-owned goods or facility-provided textiles. Healthcare facilities are increasingly outsourcing their laundry services to offset the risk and costs associated with managing textiles in-house. Key point: the role of healthcare workers' attire in the transmission of bacteria and development of healthcare-associated infections is not clear. The Association of Perioperative Registered Nurses, ORN, recommends that all perioperative personnel should wear disposable surgical attire or freshly laundered surgical attire that has been laundered at a healthcare-accredited laundry facility. Artificial nails should not be worn in the laundry while processing clean textiles. Artificial nails are defined as any substance or device applied or added to the natural nails to augment or enhance the nail, including bonding, extensions, tips, wraps, gel, and acrylic overlays and tapes. The laundry process is designed to produce healthcare textiles that are free of vegetative pathogens, hygienically clean. Laundering cycles consist of flush, main wash, bleaching, rinsing, and souring, which neutralizes any chemical residue remaining from the preceding processes. Cleaned, wet textiles are then dried, pressed, and prepared for distribution back to the healthcare facility. The individuals performing laundry duties should be aware of the principles for safe sorting, washing, and storing of laundry, and the IP should periodically inspect and monitor the products and processes used. The content of the laundry itself also poses a challenge, as the residents' clothing introduces a large variety of fabrics, colors, and personal preferences into the process. A few general principles to navigate these challenges include: all resident clothing must be marked with the resident's name to ensure that clothing is returned to the correct resident. Residents and families should be encouraged to provide clothing that is washable and able to withstand repeated washing at required laundry temperatures. Residents may desire to have their own blankets and throws. These should be marked with a process similar to that used to mark residents' clothing. A sharps container should be installed in the laundry area in case sharps, example needles, scalpel blades, razor blades, glass ampules, accidentally end up in soiled linen. No matter the format, the individuals performing laundry duties should be aware of the principles for safe sorting, washing, and storing of laundry, and the IP should periodically inspect and monitor of the products and processes used. Antimicrobial textiles. The availability of medical fabrics treated with antimicrobial agents has increased considerably over the last few years. A wide variety of metals and chemicals are currently used to confer antimicrobial properties in fabric. These include gold, silver, copper, titanium, triclosan, chitosan, chitooligosaccharides, quaternary ammonium compounds, and zeolite-containing compounds. The antimicrobial effect is achieved either by chemically treating the fabric or finished product or by incorporating the substances directly into the fibers during the weaving process. Based on various studies, the contact period for the inhibition of bacterial populations on these fabrics varies, ranging from days to weeks. Factors that may affect antimicrobial activity include the properties of the microorganism, the intrinsic moisture content of the fabric, the length of the contact time, the method of treatment application, the type of fabric, and the number of times washed following treatment. Reasons exist to both be concerned about the safety of antimicrobial textiles and to advocate for their use. Some of the chemicals have been shown to irritate the skin, and some studies have found that nanoparticles from fabrics were released after incubation in artificial sweat. However, other studies have shown that the fabrics may significantly reduce HAIs. Monitoring the laundry process. The following factors in the laundry process should be monitored to minimize the risk of infection transmission. Washing machines and dryers must be used and maintained according to IFU and other recommendations. All laundry chemicals must be used according to IFU. Note that facilities may select any detergent designated for use in laundry processing. Laundry detergents are not required to state that they are antimicrobial. Laundry processing in water with a low temperature does not always require a chlorine bleach rinse, and bleaching is not required for all laundry. Some laundry detergents are able to clean fabric hygienically without the presence of chlorine bleach. Process monitoring should be used to verify the effectiveness of cleaning processes used on surfaces, including carts.